Sports Day for Kia. The super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
Yes, welcome to Sports Day Wednesday night. Mark Reddings alongside Will Schofield. Thanks for your company. Scoey, good to see you. A bit of sport bumping around and some bad news for cricket in Australia and again for WA.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can put WA into most of these headlines because we're not getting a lot of sport across the border at the moment, Skeet. But, I guess reveal or talk about New Zealand are not making the trip across the ditch.
Yeah, absolutely. The limited overs series has been put on hold, more so because the visitors are concerned with quarantine restrictions from their own government. So that's another nail for Cricket Australia, a financial issue for them as well. In fact, no real surprise the end of the month match between Australia and New Zealand at the Optus Stadium was not going to go ahead. That was never on the cards, really.
No, it wasn't. So there's no surprise there. But it is a surprise that New Zealand aren't going to come over, whether or not it was, you know, their own government or it was some of the stuff that's going on here. Clearly, as we've spoken about a little bit, the changes to schedule for players, whether it's bubbles or hubs or hotels, it makes a difference for the actual playing, and they've pulled the pin.
Absolutely. So Australia, having won the Ashes, now have to sit back and wait potentially until going to Pakistan. Of course, the Big Bash rolls on. Perth Scorchers right in the mix to win another title. That's our hot topic for Barbecues Galore. Shop online and in-store at Barbecues Galore. The range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking thanks to Barbecues Galore. And of course, when it comes to tennis, that's up next. That'll be part of our sports update thanks to Acmea Farm Insurance. You're listening to Sports Day Wednesday night. This is Mark Reddings and Will Schofield taking you through the show.
Sports Day for Kia. The super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
Yes, let's jump into our tennis update. Thanks for your company on Sports Day, the Australian Open. And I have to say, Will Schofield, early days, but the world number one, Ash Barty, looking very good. She was so clinical, winning both her matches inside an hour. Today, little trouble in knocking over in straight set 6-1, 6-1 Lucia Bonzetti of Italy. A qualifier, but she still did the job comfortably.
I mean, it's expected of her, isn't it? She's the world number one. She's the favourite in this tournament. She's in the number one seed. She's expected to knock these lower-ranked players off. But to do it like she has, it was 6-1, 6-1 today, very easy work. So she's looking great. But let's tap on a little bit of wood. Let's not just put too much of a mozzer on her, but she's looking very nice, Ash Barty.
I reckon she's enjoyed the fact that the Novak Djokovic drama has taken a bit of the heat off her leading into the tournament. Yeah. She's now had a really good start to 2022, six unbeaten matches. Her next up opponent, another Italian, is seeded 30. So a tougher test, Camilla Giorgi on Friday. That will be for a place in the last 16 for the fourth straight year she'll be chasing that. Bear in mind, in the fourth round this weekend, should all things go to plan, life gets tougher. Naomi Osaka.
She's the favourite. For anyone who doesn't want to have a little lick on Ash Barty, if you're having a punt, Naomi Osaka is the one that people are saying could knock her off. Look, she's the third or fourth favourite. She's won it. She won it last year. She's a big-time competitor. She hasn't competed a lot in the last 12, 18 months, but she knows how to do it, and especially here in Australia. So interesting she's got to come up against her in the fourth round. Going to be a difficult opponent, but that means if she does get past there, well, she's already done it, hasn't she?
Yeah, Ash Barty certainly conserving her match play, hopefully for the back end of the tournament. So too did Nick Kyrgios. What a story yesterday. Fantastic victory, and we saw all the tricks come out of Nick, and crowd loved it.
He was playing in effectively a festival-type atmosphere out on one of the back courts at the Aussie Open. He was serving through his legs. I'm pretty sure he sipped a beer at one stage. He was chatting to the ref. It was everything you'd love about Kyrgios. That's what we saw. He was playing great tennis. He was hitting his shots. He was mucking around a bit. I don't hate that. It only turns bad when he either cracks the sads and says, I'm not doing this anymore, or I guess starts losing and playing silly shots. I think what we saw in round one, if he could continue that on for a whole tournament and just knocked himself out because of that, people would be a bigger fan. He is controversial. People don't like him. You cannot have not liked what happened yesterday in round one.
Absolutely. Bear in mind, he's come off a COVID scenario where he's been isolated and said he wasn't feeling great, slept for about 15 hours a day. So he did a lot right in round one. Here's the reality check. Let's be honest. Daniil Medvedev is his next opponent. And you'd have to say, on exposed form, Nick Kyrgios will be drinking beer in the stands in round three because he'll be knocked out. There's no way he'll beat Daniil Medvedev.
So you're quite strong on this. You think Nick Kyrgios, no chance of advancing past the second round?
I think very unlikely. I think no chance of winning it. I think he's great entertainment, but he's no chance of winning the Australian Open. You look surprised at me.
Oh, let's just go head-to-head. We'll see. Maybe just have a personal wager. You think that Medvedev will win? Number two, he should win.
I think Medvedev wins comfortably.
I think Kyrgios will win.
Okay, fair enough. Rafael Nadal has done the job, though. The veteran looking for 21 Grand Slam titles. He knows with no Federer, with no Djokovic, it's primed for him. So our tennis update, thanks to the super-fast charging all-electric Kia EV6, the super-fast charging Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. More to come on Sports Day after this.
Sports Day for Kia, the super-fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
Great to have your company on Sports Day as we roll into our Chats with Mates, Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from $59. We go straight to the top at the West Coast Eagles. The captain himself, Luke Shuey, joining us for a chat. Luke, welcome to Sports Day. Thanks for your company.
Thanks, Skater. Good to be here. Went straight to the top and couldn't get them, so you went to me. Is that right?
That's close to the money. No, we thought we'd get the captain to find out exactly what's happening at the club pre-season, starting to ramp up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, it's always a pretty quick ramp in January now with the limited time we have back before Christmas. So January is a big month and we're well into the thick of it. In the 42-degree heat this morning, so that was nice, but all ticking along nicely.
Luke Shuey, Will Schofield here. You might remember me from winning you the 2018 flag. We'll keep it professional, though, on air. Who's looking good at the moment from West Coast? Who's setting the track alight? And if we're going to use some cliches, who's in career best shape right now?
The big January calls. It's always a tough one to predict, but I will say I've liked the look of young Campbell Chesser, good Melbourne grammar boy from Victoria, and he's come over, got a really mature head on his shoulders, and we've all been really excited by what we're seeing in the short term, but I'm looking forward to seeing him play some footy, hopefully this year for the club.
What's he had to say about his journey across the Nullarbor? It was a bit of a strange one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably something that no other 18-year-old kids had to do, but probably reflects the maturity he's got. He wanted to be there on January 6th, day one, when we started after Christmas, and for him to do that, he had to have done his 2 weeks quarantine in Perth, and even before that, he had to have spent 2 weeks in a green light city, which Adelaide was. So we drove to Adelaide. 2 weeks later, drove to Perth on his own and made the trip across. He actually boarded at Melbourne Grammar for 4 years from the age of 15. So he's pretty used to looking after himself. So he's he got a good head on his shoulders.
Luke, clearly the players were stung at the way the club finished last season. Have you noticed on return that there's a greater zest for training, a more determination? Have you noticed any change in attitude, or is it a new season and that's been put to one side?
A little bit, Scooter. Yeah, we've tightened a few things up around the joint, but that is only a 1-2% thing. You know, the actions when the games roll around is what really matters. So we're not getting too carried away with the way we're training. I'm sure there's plenty of other clubs pretty happy with how they're going as well. So we're doing what we need to be doing. But, the real work will start, obviously, when we get into the nitty-gritty of it and obviously round one rolls around. But, happy with where we're at the moment. We've had a pretty good block so far.
According to a couple of track watchers, the Eagles looking at more, maybe using the corridor more at training at least. Now, whether that's a change to your game style, without giving too much away, is there going to be an adjustment of sorts that we'll notice this year?
Yeah, always easy to use the corridor when the coaches are defending. obviously, our ball movement hasn't been too crash hot the last couple of years. So It's something we've had a look at. We've had a little bit of a look at the method around the contest and a way to probably get more pressure and tackle numbers up against the good teams, because that really cost us last year. So, all these little things we're working on, hopefully we'll come to fruition pretty early in the season, and fans will hopefully have a bit more to cheer about this year than what they have the last couple.
We'll continue our chat with West Coast Eagles captain Luke Shuey after this for Chats with Mates, Australia's most satisfied customers NBN from just $59. Search Mate online.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
Rolling through a Wednesday night edition of Sports Day, let's continue our conversation with Eagles skipper Luke Shuey. Will,
what's it been like having some new eyes and voices around the club? You've got Jared Schofield, Matty Knights, Jacob Brennan's back at the helm in the coaching ranks. Has it been a good freshening up, getting some new coaches into the club?
Yeah, it has, mate. Yeah, we obviously lost some really good people last year. But, you know, getting guys like Nider and Scully across from two clubs that have gone really well, it's some really really important intel to get, and they bring some fresh ideas, which have obviously worked at their last clubs. And Jacob Brennan, playing group favourite amongst the boys, so good to have him back working with the young back line. He's doing a great job as well. So, yeah, as you said, really exciting with the fresh ideas, and some of the stuff they've bought has been exciting to work on. And look, if it works, hopefully it takes us up the ladder.
Bit of a tough one for you here, mate. What's it been like trying to lead on field as a captain? You're in the position, you're West Coast best player, and you haven't been able to put yourself out on the park as commonly as you would have liked. What's that like been like for the last couple of years, and what's the outlook for 2022 on that front?
Yeah, it has been frustrating. I think, you know, when you're talking or thinking about leadership, the first thing you want to do is play well and set the standards. And not being able to do that was tough and frustrating. But obviously, with the role, there's plenty to do off field at the same time. So wasn't as though I was sitting around twiddling my thumbs with nothing to do. But as a player, mate, I'm still wanting to play footy and play good footy, and it's still what I love doing. So hopefully, getting on the park this year is a nice change up for me. I haven't played a lot of footy the last couple of years, but in saying that, I mean the 8 or 9 years. From when I was probably 20, 21 years of old, I had a really good run with injury, so I'm not someone who can sit here and complain about not being on the park. But as you said, in the position of captain, yeah, it'd be nice to be out there leading the way a little bit more than what I have.
And soft tissue injuries, which have really brought you back to earth, Luke, in the last couple of years. Have you found a training method, or do you feel comfortable with where you're at now in terms of what load you can put into your body?
Yeah, I'm going okay at the moment. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with the sports science boys and the work they put in, not just for myself, but all the guys really, particularly the older guys that probably need a bit more managing. They're doing a hell of a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure we're on the park as much as we can. So what we're doing is working at the moment for all of us, and we don't get too carried away thinking about that, because as I found out the last couple of years, they can sneak up on you, the soft tissue injuries. And looking at the next session and no further ahead, because if I don't get that right, it's another 2 or 3 weeks on the sidelines. But what we're doing at the moment is working, and I'm enjoying it, and feel like I've had a really good couple of months training leading into pre-season games in a couple of weeks.
For some of the older players, and even some of the ones who are younger, Brad Shepherd's retirement and that effect on the group, and maybe the harsh reality of how quickly the game can send you packing through health or otherwise.
Yeah, I guess we always know that stuff deep down, and but when that actually happens, it is a reminder and a bit of a wake-up call to appreciate what we have. And it's been really sad to see two of our good mates over the last 12 months have to retire because of concussion issues. So obviously it's a good reminder that there's probably more to life than football, and those guys need to go away and obviously focus on their health and general lifestyle well-being. The concussion and brain injury stuff's obviously nothing to muck around with or take lightly. So, sad to see them go, but I think at the end of the day, we're happy that they're both on the right path to a healthy lifestyle, and it's probably not going to eventuate into anything too serious, which is a good thing.
What was Shep like in front of the group when he retired, Luke? Was he not happy with his contribution, but content, or do you feel like he felt like he was left with no other option than to walk away, and he'll leave unfulfilled?
Yeah, I think obviously you knowing Shep as well, he wouldn't walk away if he had a bit more to give. So I'm tipping he was probably told behind closed doors that not to go on, and that's really sad. But he, as you know, Shep loves a gag. They normally don't go down too well from his house, but he was in good spirits when he spoke to the group, and obviously left on good terms. And I think looking at his career from as a teammate's point of view, he can be really proud of what he was able to achieve over the 12 or 13 years.
There it is, Luke Shuey, the captain of the West Coast Eagles for Farmers Business Network. Thanks to Farmers Business Network. Head to fbn.com.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
Great to have your company on Sports Day Wednesday night. Time to talk motor racing. And Callan Williams, a young man on the rise, 21 years of age, and he's stepping ever so closer to joining Daniel Ricciardo in the Formula One ranks. He's become WA's first ever Formula 2 driver. He joins us for a chat now. Callan, congratulations first up. It's a mighty achievement.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really happy for the opportunity that I've got for this season. I think the team is incredibly professional and passionate as well, which is also really important because, you know, it's one thing being able to do your job really well, but it's another thing when that's part of your passion as well. And it, you know, all of them want to do their absolute best to succeed. And I think for me to have this opportunity in that environment is absolutely perfect.
Callan, where are you joining us from, mate? Where are you speaking to us from in the world?
I'm currently in Italy at the moment. So I was actually with the team last week doing some preparation on the simulator, et cetera, everything to get ready for the start of the season. But now I'm at a little further south in Italy at a place called Formula Medicine. It's a really good mental and physical training center that's designed around motorsport. And so the whole goal is to train people both physically and mentally to be as good as they can be, as fit as they can be for motorsport. And that's where I am now. I've spent quite a lot of time here over the last year, and I'll be spending even more time here this year because, to me, it's the perfect way to prepare physically and mentally.
So you've stepped up from the F3 into the F2. What's the biggest step up for you? Is it the mental change, or is there some physical changes you have to make in order to do well at the next level?
So there's some physical changes. It's a tougher car to drive. It's heavier. The steering, the effort you have to put into the steering is quite a bit more than the F3. And also the cornering forces that you experience is also greater. So you have to improve your upper body strength and neck strength quite a bit from Formula 3. And also your endurance, because the races are 1.5 times longer. In F3, the race is about 40 minutes. But in F2, the main race is over 1 hour usually. Wow. So there's some extra endurance and upper body strength and neck strength involved there. But in terms of the car, the car is completely different. It's not just like a Formula 3 car, but a bit more powerful and a bit more aero. The actual car is massively different. The brakes are completely different. In Formula 3, for example, we had steel brakes, so they weren't incredibly temperature sensitive. You could use the brakes at pretty much any time and you'd get the same amount of power from them. But now in Formula 2, we have the carbon brakes, and they're incredibly temperature sensitive. And when they're not up to temperature, you get almost no power from them. But when they are up to the temperature, the amount of stopping power you get from the carbon brakes is unbelievable. To me, that was the biggest difference and the biggest change that I had from Formula 3. Even with so many other things being different, the turbo, the amount of power, the aero, the different tires, the heavier car. To me, out of all that, the biggest difference was still the brakes because of how sensitive they are to temperature and also how much power they have. we strapped in the car with a 6-point harness. And the first time I hit the brakes and they're up to temperature, it still felt like I got thrown forward. So they're amazing brakes.
Great to have a chat with new Formula 2 driver Callan Williams. That segment thanks to Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au.
Sports Day for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. And 2022 Western Force memberships available now at westernforce.rugby.
As we roll into our weather outlook for regional Western Australia, for Nufarm, Australian through and through. Well, Schofield, you found a couple of regional towns where I'm guessing the weather is still pretty warm.
Oh, well, you could be surprised here. 41.7 in Perth today. I thought it'd be hot everywhere. Esperance, today it got to 31. Tomorrow, 26, 24 on Friday. So it's cooling down in Esperance, but I got news for you in Northam. It's hot. 40 degrees today, 41 tomorrow, 42 Friday. How about that? I reckon get some air conditioning into your Northerners.
Absolutely. Thanks to Nufarm, our weather outlook. Nufarm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. Nufarm, Australian through and through. Thanks to your company tonight. Also to our special guests who've joined us through this Wednesday edition of Sports Day. Hope you can join Scully and myself tomorrow night for Thursday Sports Day right here.